A good thing these Rutgers students and former students dream 4TK on their way to Orlando on bikes. Hello there. Don't tell me I lost him. Wait a minute. Hey. Hello.
Hey, good morning, Chris.
I just got a text from you a little while ago saying that you guys are hunkered down with a thunderstorm going on. Is it still happening?
Oh, it's definitely still happening. Right now we're in Williamsburg, Virginia, and the unfortunate part is that we didn't think it was going to rain because everyone told us that we were going to have great weather this week, but that's clearly not the case. So last night we slept in tents at our homestead's backyard, and we woke up with leaking, drippy tents. We were all wet. Our things were wet. There's thunder. There's lightning. We're hoping that the actual thunderstorm is going to clear up within a couple hours or so that our riders can get going.
You know what? Yeah. You know what? It's kind of like Survivor with bicycles when you think about it. Right? So aside from being all soaking wet, I want to get an update on the Shave 4TK. How are you guys doing with that? Last time I checked, you were about $300 away from it. Is that right?
I think that's right. I think we're still 300 away from 1,000. And the rest of the team is thinking about pulling in just so we can see Ricky and Phil save their lives. And also the money's going to a great cause regardless.
That's right. Well, see, this is just like a little sidebar here. This Shave 4TK, they're going to shave their legs and their heads for $1,000. Is that it?
It's $1,000 for the legs and $3,000 for the heads.
There cool. You go. The good news is, guys, it grows back, both on the legs and on the head. So
I don't think that's how they're thinking about it. But.
So where are you guys headed today once the weather clears up a little?
So we have a few miles until we get to the ferry. We have to cross over, is it the James River? Okay, so we have to cross over the James River via ferry. And then from there, we're going to head over to Suffolk. It should be just under 70 miles today.
Okay.
And yesterday they did 83, I believe.
Wow. And now, of course, you're in the what you call the swagon, right, Nick?
Yep.
How's it going there? How many people in the swagon with you?
There are three of us. Myself, Ramon, and Jovel.
I'm doing everything I can on my end to get your friends, your family, and people who don't even know you but now feel like they do from hearing you on the radio to kick in on this thing. So we're going to do it again. We're going to get that dream4tk.org. Get on the website there and contribute. I've done it. I see a lot of your friends and family have done it. Now we need my listeners to do the same. And like we said before, like I've said, it doesn't have to be, you know, 200, 100, even 50, whatever you can afford, right? It all adds up, Natalie.
Absolutely. A $5 donation, a $2 donation, anything that you can, it'll make a difference because it all adds up and every single dollar is going towards a fantastic cause, the Embrace Kids Foundation.
Five on bikes, three in the swagon, and it's 1,500 miles. They're on their way to Orlando for the benefit of Embrace Kids Foundation. I love you guys. You are awesome.
Chris, you're the best. Thank you so much for all of your help. We appreciate it.
Any message you want to get out to New Jersey while you're here?
Well, I hope that you guys are all drier than we are, but we're still going to have a good day. And we're still going to make it where we're going no matter what.
That's right. Natalie, I hate to tell you this, but it's an absolutely gorgeous, sunny, cool morning here in New Jersey.
All right, brought that in a little bit.
Hey, I'll talk to you tomorrow. Be safe.
Thank you so much. We'll see you.
Okay.
Bye.